This is back to school week for much of America. If you're listening to this as you unpack your possessions in a college dorm room, you may want to take a break from your labor to listen to some academic insight from commentator Daniel Pinkwater.
When I go around and give talks, I don't actually give talks. What I do is have a conversation with the audience. People ask me questions or ask me to talk about some particular subject, and I respond as best I can. This way, I know that at least one person in the room is interested in what I'm talking about. I find it's possible to do this even with a fairly large group, say a couple hundred people. The other day, I spoke to college students, brand new freshmen in an orientation program. It was ghastly. The kids just sat there, not moving, not blinking. Their expressions were pleasant. They didn't seem to be in pain. They looked like a mural. This presentation was not compulsory. They didn't have to be there. They could have been off doing whatever brand new college freshmen do, skateboarding, playing hacky sack, sniffing glue. If there hadn't been a senior and a regular adult present who took pity on me and asked plenty of questions, there would have been no discussion at all. Then, when it was over, I saw handbills posted in the lobby. They read, "Rent your TV and VCR for this semester," and I got it. They were looking at me as though I were video. It's what they do. When I arrived as a freshman at Bard College, we were given a little folder with rules and regulations. There were only three offenses for which you would be summarily expelled: plagiarism, firearms, and having a television in your room. Fall afoul of any of those rules, and you'd be taking the train with no appeal. The semi-civilized first-year student was forced to think, "I can see that we can't have plagiarism in a college, and I understand that a gun could hurt someone, but why is television dangerous?" Aha! Actual thinking, and on the very first day of school. Now, a student can rent a television as he or she arrives and not miss a single installment of the real world, in which they are not living as yet.
Daniel Pinkwater writes books in New York's Hudson River Valley. His latest is Uncle Boris in the Yukon.